The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions. Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, TNA Hall of Famer, Bully Ray and I go back to Monday Night Raw, specifically Seth Rollins. And he has some things to say about Cody Rhodes. And we have some things to say about Seth Rollins. Speaking of things to say, I go back to the 24/7 championship. And there's some people out there, including my co-host, that need to eat some crow. And I need to get some apologies. And oh, I do. Oh, yeah. From the nation right now on the Busted Open Podcast. We're going into Monday Night Raw. What better way to start than the highlight of Monday Night Raw, AJ Styles and Seth Rollins to qualify for Money in the Bank. We're getting closer to Money in the Bank, Bully. Money in the Bank, one of the bigger shows on the WWE calendar. Surprising in a couple ways. Number one, why would you not advertise Seth Rollins and AJ Styles? Now, Raw was not good, but you have Seth Rollins and AJ Styles. I actually tweeted out, Bully, like, this is one of those moments, like, appreciate the moments. These are two of the best, not just in the WWE, but in the world. It's always going to excite me, Bully, when you see AJ Styles and Seth Rollins in the ring together.
I completely agree with you with why would you not advertise the match, but then you can't do the jumping in the back. We saw Seth Rollins do his promo, pre-taped promo in the back, whether it wasn't pre-taped, it was a sit-down interview, right?
Sit-down, with,
So he's doing the sit-down interview, and AJ comes and attacks him. And the last thing that AJ said, I love how you're laughing at me, by the way, because no, you see me struggling here today.
You know why I was laughing?
F you.
No.
F you. E-F-F-U.
The reason I was laughing, because a lot of the backstage interviewers, no offense, are kind of forgettable to me. So, like, you're like, you know, Seth Rollins was sitting with, and then you just go off and start the next sentence. You're like, yeah, Seth Rollins was sitting with, yeah, so they're sitting.
Yeah, I forget the guy's name. No disrespect to
Patrick,
the guy.
Right? It's Patrick, I think.
Yeah, Pat. Yeah, I call him Pat. Patty two times.
His last name is Patrick.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to the action here. Dear God. When AJ comes in and blasts Seth, he says, that's for Cody. And I loved it.
Yeah.
And I think every single time we see Seth Rollins in some kind of interview or in the ring or wherever he is, another babyface should be taking a swipe for him and say the same thing. That's for Cody. Show how the entire maybe even a heel or two. Maybe if there's a tweener heel or a shades of gray heel out there, smack Seth upside his head and say, that's for Cody. That shows that the entire locker room cares about Cody. And if fans see the entire locker room caring about Cody, you're going to care more about Cody also while he's away. And the more they can keep this story alive while he's away, the bigger it will be a return for Cody Rhodes.
And Bully, we talked about it before the matchup. I said, man, in a lot of ways, I think Cody's going to win. But man, if Cody wins, that's three in a row. And this is before we knew of the injury. I was like, this is three in a row. The story's over. Cody was able to win. He had the injury. So now you keep the story alive. I totally agree. You know, there's no reason to get away from Cody and Seth. So this time period while Cody is out, and man, Bully, I know that Cody's going to be out for a significant amount of time, but still there's these hints that make me think we may see Cody at Money in the Bank. We talked about it last week when Cody was talking about Money in the Bank. Seth said he did what he did at the pay-per-view to protect Cody because Cody was talking about Money in the Bank. This is very reminiscent of Edge and Randy Orton. Remember, Randy Orton said he did what he did to Edge to kind of protect him. You know, hey, he's got a family now. You shouldn't have come back. You should be thinking of your family. You're not healthy enough to wrestle. This is kind of like that same story where Seth is like, hey, everything I said to Cody and about his father, 100% true, but I attacked Cody to protect Cody from himself. It's a great story. And like you said, it's going to keep the story alive while Cody is out.
That's the most important thing, keeping the story alive. If I'm the WWE, I want to keep this story as alive as possible. I want to keep the story alive, and I also want to see Cody on the comeback trail. I want to, you know, in the Rocky movies, we see Rocky training and his progression to finally being fight ready. I want to see the entire story of Cody Rhodes, the entire comeback story, the trials, the tribulations, the tears, how difficult it is, his first day in therapy, the whole nine, plus moving forward with Seth Rollins on TV. So this part of Monday Night Raw, I enjoyed.
And I'm really getting more invested in Seth Rollins. Bully, I've said it on this show. I wasn't a big fan of the character that Seth was playing because it was just way too over the top for me. When it's too over the top, I don't have an emotional connection. I loved what they did last night, and I loved the sit-down interview because that got me emotionally connected. He was able to do that. He was able to hook me last night. And I said it, and a lot of people... You kind of killed me, Bully, but even more so, the nation killed me when I kind of compared Seth and Cody to some of those great trilogies. And we do it on the Masters Class, right? The latest edition of the Masters Class, we talk about some of the greatest trilogies in pro wrestling, and that's available on the Busted Open podcast exclusively. So make sure you subscribe and comment and rate. But this is where I really feel that it is, because not only do you have two great wrestlers that are giving you great matches, but there's the emotional connection as well. The next chapter of this story, when Cody comes back, I think is going to be even bigger and better than the first one. And that's saying something, because the first chapter started with WrestleMania.
And I have a funny feeling that the next chapter may restart at WrestleMania. Now, I think the WWE put a timeline of 9 months on this, correct?
Yes.
There's a good chance that they're throwing the 9 months out there to throw us off the scent and Cody be a surprise entrant into the Rumble or something like that and tell, you know, how he was able to come back quicker from this. But no matter what, I think it's safe to say that we'll get a returning Cody Rhodes either at the Royal Rumble or WrestleMania. And if you're going to return, those are two of the biggest shows you could possibly want to return on.
And you know what's funny, Bully, is that you and I for so long, and you've been saying it longer and louder than I have, but I totally agree with you. It was time to unify those championship titles, to have one true WWE champion, and that champion is Roman Reigns. And you know what? The WWE champion didn't really mean a lot to me. It was more about that Universal Championship because Roman held on to it. It's so funny. But now I kind of wish that there was two championship titles, because how interesting would it be if Roman was your Universal Champion and Seth Rollins was your WWE champion. Cody comes back at the Rumble, wins the Rumble, challenges Seth for that WWE championship. Bang, boom, there's one of your main events for WrestleMania.
There is a chance you can still see that happen. Right now, the way they're wording it, Roman is the undisputed unified champion, correct?
Yes.
Is Roman still, just refresh my memory, does Roman still carry around two championships?
I don't know. I think he just carries around the one championship now.
Is it just one?
I'm pretty sure.
We'll find out. I'm sure the nation's going to chime in.
Yeah.
But you never know. Here's the thing. If you ever go back to two championships, you'll water down the unification if you ever try to go back to that again. I like where they're at right now. And I think they need to keep the one champion. And like you said, I've been screaming at the top of my lungs. That's why my voice sounds like this for the longest time. About having a unified champion. Your idea, though, I do like about if they still had two championships.
Hear what's happening around the globe on World of Basketball.
Taylor Matern, one of the two screenwriters on the new Adam Sandler movie, Hustle.
When I originally wrote the draft, there was one producer on board. I told him, I was like, I'm gonna write this as if I was 13-year-old me reading Slam Magazine, right? That's going to be the tone of this.
New episodes of World of Basketball, hosted by Fran Fraschilla, are released Thursdays on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry, be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. I have to correct myself because I went back on the DVR and looked at SmackDown from last week, and Roman did come out with both championship titles. So
there's still two there. So you never know. And in the world of sports entertainment, They could always do something. But I think that would water down. Well, I don't know if it would water down, because remember, we talk about Rock and Roman. And I said from the beginning, Rock and Roman don't need championships. If there's any match that could main event a WrestleMania that didn't need championships, it would be Rock and Roman. I mean, Kevin, you know, Kevin and Stone Cold pulled it off this year. That was more of an attraction match. But you never know. We'll wait and see. Because I do like your idea.
The first Cena Rock match at WrestleMania 28 wasn't for the title as well.
There you go.
And
there you go.
So, you know, you don't, and like you said, Rock comes back. Listen, Bully, just judging from what we saw at this year's WrestleMania, next year's WrestleMania is going to sell out regardless. Okay, you could have any kind of main event. It wouldn't really matter. It's going to sell out. It's like the Super Bowl. It sells out regardless. But you have The Rock on. You don't. It doesn't have to be for a championship title. As a matter of fact, I'd probably prefer if The Rock comes back and is in a match, and it's not for the championship title.
I agree, because the story of the bloodline and the head of the table is much bigger, I believe, than the championship. I mean, listen, if Rock shows up and wins the Rumble and gets a shot, that's obvious. That's the easy way to do it. But I like the story without the championships just as much as I do with the championships. I actually like it a lot more.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see. I mean, this story, from day one, Bully, we've talked about it a lot. From day one, you knew where this story was going. It was going with Roman and Rock. And then all the teases that have happened, we talked about the episode of Young Rock. I would be shocked now if it doesn't end up with those two in a main event match at WrestleMania. All right, we talked about the highlights from Monday Night Raw, which were, there were few. And two of them was the sit down, which I agree with you, I absolutely loved, with Seth Rollins and Mr. Patrick. And Kevin Patrick is his name. Also loved the match between Seth Rollins and AJ Styles. Then you kind of lose me, all right, when we're talking about Raw. First of all, some people who listen to this show need to eat a little crow. And what I mean by that, Bully, and you know what, Bully? I hope you like to taste the crow, because you're going to have to eat some of it too.
Really?
I had a rant. If everybody remembers last week, by the look of social media over fifth. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Don't
here
get
we
on.
Go. Here
wait,
we
wait
go.
A second. Wait a second. Over 50,000 people viewed my rant on social media. Okay? And most of those people, Bully, were shitting on me. That's right. LaGreca, you don't know what you're talking about. Look at this old man ranting and raving. You know, it's storyline related. The story is Becky is hit rock bottom, and she can't win any championship titles. So now she's going after the 24/7 championship. Think what this is going to do for the 24/7 championship. Now the 24/7 championship now. Oh, my God. Look at it now. Now it's actually perceived as somewhat of a major championship on this show because Becky and Asuka are involved. Boy, you've elevated this championship. And LaGreca, you must be fucking blind. I mean, look at this with Becky and Asuka, right? Becky and Asuka are battling for the 24/7 championship. She can't even win the 24/7 championship. She is hit rock bottom. And now look at this. This is the story. Follow the story. Well, for all you people, you know what? You get this. And what I'm giving right now on video is a middle finger. That's right. Not the thumb, not the index, but the middle one. Why? Because Becky showed you what I was saying all along. And that is that 24/7 championship means absolutely nothing. What did she do? Oh my God, look at this. You're actually disrespecting the 24/7 champion. Oh my God, LaGreca, by saying this, is actually disrespecting Dana Brooke. Shame on LaGreca, because she is shaming on Dana Brooke. What did Becky do? Becky said this. That's right. It's not the thumb. It's not the index finger. It's the middle finger to Dana Brooke. You're worthless. You mean nothing. That championship you hold means absolutely nothing. She didn't even try to win the match because it doesn't mean shit. Hello. That's what I've been saying the whole time. So once again, everybody that shitted on me about my opinion, I don't know What the fuck do I know? I just started a show. It's the number one show in freaking SiriusXM. Because of this show, Bully, as you know, we keep the lights on in this place, all right? Who knows? You would go to SiriusXM and there would be electrical wires hanging from the ceiling. We keep the place running. And I founded it. So maybe, I don't know, maybe I know what I'm talking about. Just saying. And Becky proved my point last night in that segment with Asuka and your 24/7 champion, Dana Brooke. That's all.
You couldn't wait to come on this morning and get
because
that rant out, could you?
These fucking people love to talk shit. Talking shit is what they love to do. But when they're wrong, look at you, Bully. When I'm wrong, what happened? Last segment, I said, you know what? Roman comes to the ring with one championship title. You asked me, Dave, does he come with one championship title? I said, I think he does. In the break, I go back. I look, oh my God, he's got two championship titles. So, Bully, what do? I start the segment. I say, you know what? He's got two championship titles. I was wrong. I was wrong, and he has two. I'm big enough. I'm man enough to say when I'm wrong. All these fucking people on social. Let me talk shit. Oh, grown man ranting and raving. Guess what, assholes? I make my living. I make my living by doing this show. I got the biggest house on the biggest mountain in Vernon, New Jersey. You understand what I'm saying? You live in shit. I got a beautiful Polish wife, okay? Beautiful. That makes me pierogies. The fucking tastiest pierogies on the face of the earth. I got the biggest house on the biggest mountain in Vernon, New Jersey. Don't ever talk shit. Now I want all those people that talk shit. And Bully, you know, Bully, right or wrong, the majority of people were talking shit about me. Yes or no?
I agree. Yes.
They were, right? So I want all those people that were talking shit, and you know who you are. You know who you are, Mike in Connecticut. You know who you are. Go to social media. Go to see that other guy. What's the other clown? Cohen. That guy too. Go on social media and now say, doop a doop a doop. Go out here, your fat fingers. Your fat fingers go, doop a doop a doop a doop. And say, you know what? I was wrong, and LaGreca was right. And hashtag it if you got the balls. Hashtag LaGreca right, I was wrong. That's all I got to say about that.
How the hell am I supposed to follow that?
Right or wrong, Bully? Right or wrong? Listen, you and I can have a discussion. And you know what? Have an intelligent discussion like you and I do, you know, when we're on together. We have a nice, intelligent discussion about things, about pro wrestling. You are like, Dave, you let me rant and rave. You let me pound my fist. The camera went sideways. Mike, the video guy, was in a huff, right?
Yes.
But we had a nice discussion. You say, and if I remember, I listened back. Bully, you said to me, Dave, you know what? I respectfully disagree with you, Dave. I respectfully disagree with you. I think they're going to do blahzy, 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 blah. That's what you said. You know what, Dave? I respectfully disagree with you. Now you got these clowns online. Oh, you old man, you old hag. You don't know what you're talking about. You're 50. What do you know? You watch the Rockford Files. You're a clown. Oh, now all those people that were ageism. That's called ageism. All those people that were saying those things, I want you to go online and now say that, you know what, Dave? You were right and I was wrong. I just did it. I just did it. I said Roman only has one championship title. He had two. I came on the air and said, you know what? I was wrong. I was wrong.
What's the over under on how many fans, listeners, nation members will call in today and say, Dave, you were right. I was wrong.
Let's see.
We got to set the over under.
Two.
I'll take the under.
So you're probably guessing zero. I want to see on social media. You know what, Gabby, can you do me a favor, Gabby? Gabby's our social media man.
She's rolling her eyes already.
Gabby, can you do me a favor, Gabby?
Okay.
Like she doesn't have enough on her plate.
Listen. Full plate. I'm not asking you to move mountains.
I wouldn't expect anything less from you than a full plate.
I'm on second. Gabby, what do you want?
Could you do me a favor?
Sure.
Could you repost the, it's a simple retweet. take the video from last week and just say at the top in capital letters, LaGreca was right, you were wrong. That's it. And then repost it. LaGreca was right, you were wrong. Because when I say you were wrong, they know who they are. They know who they are.
Okay.
Sons of bitches. I fucking think they know shit.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
You got to relax. This
no,
is what
no,
I
do. Show
hold
after
on to,
relax.
Because hold on
you
to
know
shit,
what?
And then
there were people, Gabby, saying I had no credibility. No credibility.
Okay.
I just think creative changed their minds.
Bully. You know what, Dave? Because you were a little, you know what, Dave? I love you, but I respect you. Sound like Marlon Brando. You respectfully, I respectfully disagree, Dave. I love you. You know I love you, Dave. You're a good
artist. I don't think I respect that.
You said that.
I don't think I went
that far. You know
what,
you're handsome. You know what, but I think you're off on this one. I think you're a little off on this one, and here's why. And I said, you know what, bully? I disagree with you, but that's a good point.
You're embellishing.
That's a really good point made by you. Yeah, Dave, you know what? And Dave, thank you for keeping the lights on in this place. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think I said that either.
I think you did.
You know what's going to be funny? If next week they go right back to the same story of Becky losing her mind, because then I am going to sit here and watch you lose yours as the nation listens in and watches you spiral, downward spiral.
Give me the moment. Would you please give me the moment?
Give me the day.
All right? Give me the day.
You want to retweet from a video from 2 weeks ago?
I don't
want to rub it in everybody's faces?
I want everybody to apologize to me. Apologize to me. Apologize.
I'm wondering if anybody in the nation will actually pick up their phone and call in to apologize.
Start drinking. We got a new boss.
I mean, you're Dave LaGreca. Why would they apologize to you?
We got a new boss, by the way. I hope the new boss. Mother Marissa, she got a promotion. She's doing something else. I don't know what it is. Doesn't matter. She's out. Once you're out, you're out. We got a new boss. I hope the boss listened to that. And I hope I think the boss was on the bandwagon. The new boss needs to apologize to me. Because
the new boss
needs to come on here and thank me for the house and apologize. He needs to come
thanks
on.
For the house,
Dave, thanks
brother.
For the house, brother. But you were wrong about the 24/7 championship last week. And so was the nation. And a lot of the nation went at me on social media. Okay. And Bully, as you know, on social media, since you're not face to face with the person, what happens? They get a little personal, right? You're right. They get a little personal. They think that they can take certain liberties because you're not face to face with the person. Seems to be a common occurrence on social media. Yes or no?
Yes.
Now I came on
social media muscle.
I demanded an apology. Okay, for all the people with their fat fucking fingers that went on social media last week and said some personal things about me. They were wrong. They found that out last night with the segment with Becky Lynch and Asuka. So, me being a calm, cool, and collective host here on Busted Open, decided, hey, it may be time for an apology. So, Bully, are you ready to go out to the Busted Open Nation?
This is the moments we've been waiting for.
Here come the cold. Let's go out to John in Brooklyn. John, I'm all ears, John.
Hey, guys, I need to. Hey. This is a long time coming. I called a few weeks ago, and I was ripping on Cody Rhodes when he left AEW. I didn't like how they presented him. It looked so lame. But now that he's gone to WWF, he's made the big time. I am convinced I am all in with Cody Rhodes, and I felt bad when I hung up that day. I called you and Tommy, and I was so mean about Cody Rhodes. I felt like I stole your lunch money, and I felt bad because I can never, ever disrespect the great Dave LaGreca ever again. I mean, if it wasn't for you, where would Dave, Tommy, and Mark be right now? Where would they be? They'd be all sitting together eating breakfast at some diner in Jersey, right? So I need to apologize. You're right about Cody Rhodes, and of course you're right about 24/7 title.
Damn
Come
right
on.
You know what, John? What a great call.
Because what did you do? Just PayPal that guy to call in?
No. Let me tell you something. We're going to go to break in a second, then we're going to take more phone calls from the nation because that's what this is all about, Bully.
Was that like your cousin?
No. The reason I love John Brooklyn, there's a couple reasons why. Not only did he apologize about the whole 24/7 championship thing, right, Bully? He also apologized about the Cody stuff because a lot of people, you included, were killing me about the Cody, Seth Rollins stuff, John and Brooklyn. You know what? Two apologies and one phone call. That's a damn good phone call from John in Brooklyn. Let's go out to Jerry in Connecticut. Jerry, I'm all ears.
Dave, I can't apologize to you because what? After being a 9-year listener of this show, I know when you start ranting, you start spitting truths.
You know what?
You so, right. That's it, Jerry. That's all you got.
No. You got to reap. No, yeah, Jerry, I'm going to give you a second because you're an intelligent person. First of all, I know you're intelligent because you listen to the show, but you're right. See, Bully, Jerry watched Raw, had a completely different outlook on what was going on, heard me yelling and screaming last week, and it woke him up. Go ahead, Jerry. Tell him.
I don't even need to watch it because I know you're speaking the truth. You're right about Planet of the Apes. You're right about Police Academy.
Yep.
You're right about everything.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you for listening and being an intelligent, not only listener, but today a caller. We appreciate you. Gotta love the nation.
You know what? Every 76 years, Haley's comments come swinging around, and every once in a while, the sun shines on a dog's ass like it's shining today. And that dog's ass is named Dave LaGreca.
Let's go out to Glenn in Chicago. What's going on, Glenn?
Hey, Dave LaGreca. How you doing?
I'm awesome, man. What a great day. It's Tuesday. No Bears have gotten into my garbage as of yet, so it's been a good morning so far.
As of right now, I want to apologize to you because you are right as of right now.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. Do you remember about, like 10 years ago, some guy doing air guitar, the same guy that beat Brock Lesnar for the world title at WrestleMania? Remember how he was a joke? Look at him now. Drew McIntyre.
Okay. What does that mean?
Just because it's treated as a joke now does not mean that it could be a serious thing in years down the road. Daniel Bryan, you know, Drew McIntyre. They were all kind of jokes when they first came in, and now look at them.
All right. So what's your point? What's your point, Glenn? What am I missing? Is there somebody I mentioned last week that's now a joke that's not going to be?
The point is, maybe the 24/7 can actually be treated as a title now. You cannot tell me that you would not be interested in seeing Brock Lesnar as 24/7 title.
Glenn, stop it.
I think Brock Lesnar as the 24/7 champion is actually intriguing.
Thank you, Bully. Oh, my God, Glenn. You know what? No. Goodbye.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead, Bully. Go ahead. It's your show, too.
If Brock Lesnar was the 24/7 champion, you wouldn't tune in just to see what would happen every week?
They are not.
Time out.
Back Brock Lesnar.
Time out.
Ping. Go ahead.
Just answer that question. If Brock Lesnar was the 24/7 champion, you wouldn't tune in every week just to see how they were going to handle it and see what they would do.
He would have to be on TV every week.
Fine, assuming he was.
That's a big assumption, but yes, to your point, I would be intrigued.
So the idea isn't that crazy after all.
It's fucking nuts. That's a huge leap. That's a huge assumption, Bully. Huge.
Are they going to do it? No. But if I told you that there was going to be two trains crashing at 3 o'clock, you'd tune in out of morbid curiosity. Same thing with Brock. You'd tune in out of morbid curiosity if he was the 24/7 champion.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa Rivas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.